Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider tonight this phrase, to sit down at the right hand of God. We confess this truth about Jesus in every divine service. Jesus suffered and was buried. On the third day, he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. The right hand of the Father is not a confining physical spot or location. We teach our catechumens year after year that the right hand of the Father is to exercise the almighty power of God, which fills and rules heaven and earth. The Lord Jesus now fills and rules all things with his divine power and majesty, and does so wondrously in our human flesh, our human nature dwelling beyond time and space. Heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him. For this purpose did Christ sit down in heaven, that he might be near unto us, Luther wrote of Christ's ascension. Thus, we are with him up there, and he is with us down here. This takes us beyond imagination. It is an article of faith. Since Christ defeated death and ascended, he can be in touch with all and reign in all, to preach to all and be heard by all and to be with all. While Christ was on earth before his ascension, Luther continues, he was far away from us. But now, after his ascension, he is very near to every believer. Jesus is very near to us in all the ups and downs of our life, when things change beyond our control, when we struggle with sin and temptation, when we are persecuted for our Christian faith, even when we do the seemingly mundane daily things we are given to do. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, promises the risen, living Lord. Jesus, crucified, resurrected, and ascended, is present in his one holy Christian church for you to save and deliver you from the tribulations of this world. He does so in his gospel preached, in his absolution pronounced, in the saving waters of his holy baptism, in his name, in his holy body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. It was necessary for Jesus to ascend to the right hand of God, that he might fill and rule his church and come near unto us graciously to forgive and rule us out of his love for us. But a Jesus who never ascended to the right hand of God, or a Jesus who is stuck in some literal location in heaven somewhere, unable to move, as some imagine him, is a Jesus who remains far away from us. Life would be one of constant pilgrimage to find Jesus for ourselves, of constant wondering if we indeed had found him, of constant attempts to please Jesus by our own acts of obedience. It would be a life constantly trying to prove to Jesus that we loved him enough by seeking him out where he may be. There is no certainty and no comfort with such a far-off Jesus. But think for a moment on the response of the blessed apostles when the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They do not try to follow Jesus up into heaven. No building a tower of Babel, and the angels discourage them from even looking. They don't go about trying to do enough good deeds to earn their way back upwards to him, nor do they try to prove to God their place with him. And they don't sit and sulk either, hoping for him to come back. Maybe one day, wondering if he indeed loves them. And so many people do think this way about Jesus today. Instead, the apostles went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. The apostles knew the truth about Jesus' ascension to the right hand of the Father, and that truth had set them free. They had seen and heard the risen Jesus ascend to rule over them, and his promise was heard in their ears that he is with them always, even to the end of the age, resurrected, glorious, and victorious over sin, death, and devil itself. The apostles joyfully preached the living and ascended Christ even unto their own death and martyrdom, because they knew that in beholding his resurrection and ascension, all believers in Christ behold their own resurrection and ascension. We by faith behold our own. We just sang in the hymn. You baptized believers in Christ who hear and believe the apostles' preaching have the same comfort and assurance in the face of all that confronts you in this world. May your confession be this: since Christ returned to claim his throne, great gifts for me obtaining, my heart will rest in him alone, no other rest remaining. For where my treasure went before, there all my thoughts will ever soar to still their deepest yearning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.